ஓம் சாந்தி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ எம் வெரி சாரி அண்ட் ஐ பெக் யுவர் பார்டன் ஃபார் கமிங் லேட். தேர் வாஸ் சம் கம்யூனிகேஷன் கேப் அண்ட் I reside usually in Shantivan at present, and I understood that it's meditation hall of Pandav Bhavan. So I was there at Pandav Bhavan, and then I was trying to contact continuously to Suman Ven, but she was not available. After a long time, I could contact her, and then I was told the class is here. So I'm sorry that it became late, but I will try to fill the gap by condensing the experience to the last day. Last day means, we all know that Baba attained his Karmatita stage on which day? On which day? Yes, it was. What was the date? 18th January and the year? 1969. So, though I was not here, I was posted in Assam, very distant state from here, about some maybe 3,000 kilometers from this place. But as per drama, I reached here on the morning of 17th January 1969. Though I am in this spiritual knowledge since 1961, and I had the opportunity to meet Brahma Baba number of times earlier, but since I was posted there at distant place, and I was almost called by Brahma Baba, and I reached here on 17th January morning. So two full days I was here in Madhuban, and I had the opportunity to see the Karmatita and final stage of Brahma Baba. So I'll just try to mention a few points what specifically I observed during those 2 days. Usually whenever we used to meet Baba earlier 6-7 years, right from 61 end to 67, I must have met Baba some 5-6 times, and every time Baba used to discuss about so many things, about what is our Pursharath and how the service is going on, etc., etc. And when I met on 17th and 18th January, so Baba gave Drishti, and I wanted to ask number of things about our Pursharath, about services, what is going on, about the new service planning. And every time whenever I used to go before Baba, then Baba used to give Drishti and then tell, oh, you have come for this one, and this is your question. and he used to give the answer. Without my uttering a single word, that is, he used to read whatever is there in the mind, in the heart, and that is one of the, symptom of one of the qualities of the soul who attains karmatit stage, farishta stage. Because the one who attains that stage, he had conquered all the thoughts, whatever are there in the mind. And when one is able to conquer one's own thoughts and feelings, emotions, everything, it is completely under control of the soul who has attained karmatit stage, then one can easily read the thought of the person who comes before that soul. Because he is not having his own thoughts, and there is no question of mixing the thoughts, and they will come like very, very clearly. Just like if some water is there and there are no waves or ripples, one can see his own face. And easily one, it will be reflecting like a mirror. Similarly, if we go before the soul who has attained almost karmatit stage, final stage, then that soul is able to read the thoughts whomsoever comes before that. So it happened some 6-7 times during those 2 days, 17th and 18th January. So this, I feel, since we all have to attain this stage of karmatit, so we all must try now. This is a very subtle purusharth, very subtle, our attempt to gain complete control over our mind. And when our mind is completely in our control, then, since there will not be any waste thought, any negative thought, and any thought, so we can just see whatever is going on in others' mind who comes before us. So, number one, this is the thing which we have to attempt now, to have the complete control over our thoughts. Baba says, even that is not waste thought. If suppose when we are in yoga or meditation, and if our thoughts go towards service or towards some other things, you see, then that is also counted as per the today's purusharth in the waste thought. Though it is not a negative thought, not a waste thought in that sense, but since when we are sitting in meditation and we want that no other thought should come to our mind, and then if some even service thought or about some other planning or so, though it is not waste, but nonetheless it is not the thought of Baba's remembrance, meditation, means not as per our desire. So we have to see that the thoughts must move in the same direction where we wish, in the direction where we feel that now this is the time for that. So this was the one thing which I observed in Baba during those 2 days. And similarly, what to tell of telling, even if it is in our mind, because I clearly recollect that the 18th January evening, night class was going on. that day Baba has called the class little earlier than usual. Everybody collected and Baba was giving Murli in Pandav Bhavan meditation, a history hall. Pandav Bhavan history hall. At that time, that was the only hall. So I was also sitting just opposite. There were few souls, maybe some 20, 25 souls or so. I was sitting. So suddenly one thought came to my mind that how nice it will be if Baba speaks something about what is there, means about my Purusharth, about me, what Purusharth should I do? And Baba speaks something specifically about me. Though Baba's Murli was there, and each and every point of Murli is for us, we people. But suddenly the thought, if Baba speaks and taking my name, and then speaks something, then I will understand that it is for me. So as soon as the thought came, and Baba's mind was, you see, very clean, because Baba has attained the Karmatit stage. So Baba must have caught that thought, and immediately Baba spoke a few lines about my Purusharth and other things, taking my name. So I felt very happy, because Baba has certified those things on which line my Purusharth was going on. So that was one of the things. Second thing, that what I observed, that when one soul attains the Karmatit stage, then one gets complete control over this body that is made up of five elements of nature. And Baba's age was about 93 plus, and it was very cold weather. Baba used to have very, you see, throat, and some rough throat. And so Baba was required to clean his throat number of times during Murli. Murli's period usually used to be about some 45 minutes or so. So number of times Baba was required to clean his throat. But that day, you see, though Baba was not very well, but there was no need of cleaning the throat, and Baba's Murli was very, very clear and complete. Single flow in the Murli was there, continuous flow. And which shows that when one attains the Karmatit stage, final stage, then once all karmic accounts of the body, they are settled, and one gains complete control over this body, which is made up of these five elements. So there was no single instance when Baba was required to clean his throat or so. Other thing which I observed is that Baba says that, you see, our nature, our thought process should be so powerful that it gains complete control over the external situation, you see. Whatever the external situation is there, my internal thoughts should be so powerful that they are able to change the external situation. Usually what happens, that external situation is more powerful than our internal thoughts. If suppose we go to some club or some place of entertainment, automatically our mind and heart is set for that situation. We also start dancing and feeling happy. And in contrast to this one, if one goes towards some cremation ground or some death, so there is all silence, and we also feel about that silence, and one also is dipped in the grief when all the people who have assembled there, their thoughts are of that nature. So usually the external situation is more powerful, and we are affected by the external situation. But Baba says that in actual situation it should be reversed. That our internal state should be so powerful that it should be able to change the external situation. And that what we used to see. That Baba's, you see, you must have seen that history hall. And in history hall, towards the left side, there is one translite picture of Lord Krishna, Shri Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, etc. And since Baba's age was also there, quite old, 93, and sometimes weather situation also used to be, so quite often Baba used to have a rough throat, very sore throat. But we used to feel that though the throat is there, rough, and Baba is having a very sore throat, and that situation is gaining control over the Baba, and it used to come as an interruptions, time to time. But sometimes, most of the times what used to be there, that as soon as that rough throat, cough, sore throat was there, Baba's situation, Baba used to go deep inside him. And then internally, Baba used to get more powerful. And Baba used to say, you see, this is old body, and so problems are there with this body, and diseases and all this. But Baba will be, you see, just next birth, Baba will be having this, the birth of Lord Krishna, new body, everything new, no problem, no diseases, and the whole nature will be so fine. And Baba used to tell this situation, and within no time, the situation used to change. Baba's internal stage used to become much, much more powerful than the external, and within few seconds, that situation, the external situation, that the sore throat and problem, that used to be overpowered by the internal stage of Baba. We all must have seen about that Professor Emoto's water experiment. We all must have read about it, that how our thoughts and vibration, they can change the crystal formation of the water. Our negative thought or positive, and the labeling of water and other thing, on which we are not going in detail. So that is actually, Baba was the living example of that one. We used to go before Baba that we will tell this thing, and Baba used to be with Rishti, and us, within no time, sometimes Baba, yes, yes, you have come for some thing, what is your question? And we used to forget completely, and no, Baba, everything fine, our stage automatically used to get elevated. You see, number of times this. And in the last 2 days, as I told you, that there was no question of asking. Baba used to tell, oh, you have come for this one. This is your question. This is the answer. Like that. So this is also the thing which I saw in Baba Karmatita stage. Also what I observed, that Baba, you see, Baba has said that though there will be number of papers before you, but as per the timings, our last paper is likely to be the paper from our this body itself. Because soul's nearest, you see, connection is with this body. So if there is any problem in the relationship or finance or in profession, anywhere, they are still distant apart. Other one. But if there is any problem with the body, its direct effect comes to the soul. Because soul gets suffering from this body. So Baba used to tell that we all must have one practice. And what is that practice? That when to come in the body and when to leave the body. Means leaving the body doesn't mean that soul leaves the body. But the practice of detachment from the body. Whenever, you see, it is required, I feel detached from the body. And once, when one is able to get himself or herself detached from the body, then whatever the suffering or problems are there in the body, it will not affect the soul. Because when one gets detached, after all, it is the soul which feels good or bad. And when the soul gets detached, then that feeling, though suffering will be there, problem will be there in the body. But just like as the effect of anesthesia or chloroform is there, so even when the body, some part is cut and blood is flowing, but since that part is got detached, the sensation is detached, so one doesn't feel that suffering. Similarly, spiritually, if one has got the practice how to get detached from the body, then whatever the problem, disease, suffering is there in the body, it is not going to affect the soul. And soul will be just in the remembrance of Baba, and one will not be having the feeling of suffering. And Baba was having this practice very perfectly. I have seen whenever the parties used to meet Baba, Baba used to meet the parties, especially either in the hut, in Pandav Bhavan, in the hut or in Baba's room. If suppose 2-3 fellows are there, they will go to Baba's room, and Baba's room used to be very small. Only the front portion where the bed is there, only that. Maybe some 8x6 feet or so, very small room, 8x10 or so. And if some more people, some 6-7 people are there, then they used to meet Baba in the hut, Baba's hut. And if a bigger party, maybe 15-20 or so people, then Baba used to meet in the history hall. And everywhere we have seen that if some time is given to some party, and party is waiting and coming to meet Baba, then the teacher in charge will come to Baba, and she will observe that, oh, Baba is there, eyes are open, but Baba is lost as somewhere. And teacher used to ask, Baba, Baba, then Baba used to suddenly get a sort of jerk. Baba was not in trance or in, other thing, but used to be detached completely. And if there is some interruption through voice and Baba or through somebody is coming, then Baba used to come again. And then, yes, oh, you have come. You have brought this party. Okay, come on. Bring, where are the children? Then Baba used to meet the children. And then everybody used to come in the lap of Baba. And thus. And Baba, you see, so much practice was there of Baba, that about the soul. We all have read that Baba had this practice that I am a soul, Nirmala is soul, such and such is soul. All are soul. This is the body through which one is performing the part. So, but this practice was so much deep inside Baba, that Baba used to give drishti to somebody, and immediately one used to feel that one is bodiless, videhi. And then if suppose one is standing and Baba is meeting, then one is, sometime Baba is walking, and if some children used to come, Baba used to spread his arms like that. Oh children, come on, come on. And whenever, as soon as one used to go in the lap of Baba, then one used to feel completely bodiless. Then, since there used to be party, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, then Baba used to tell like, oh, come on, come on, come down. And then, very lovingly, then one used to get pulled inside the body. Then Baba used to give toli and ask some question, what is your name, from where you have come, etc., etc. Then one used to leave the body, another used to come. And everybody used to feel that I have got detached from the body. So much the practice of Baba was there. That what Baba wants, that our state should also be like this, that whenever meet somebody and give drishti to somebody, and like that our vibration, our aura is like that, so much powerful that one should get detached from the body. And this is the practice which is going to be very, very helpful at the time when there is almost the end, and when soul is leaving the body, that practice. Because you see, we must try to achieve that practice, that I should be able to leave the body as per my desire, not as per the situations, that the earthquake comes, water comes, bomb falling, or some disease, or some heart attack, or something. Means, heart attack may be the reason, but I should have Baba also on 18th January. Right from the morning, Baba said that, okay, whatever the works are pending, okay, get it done. Baba wrote number of letters. Then always there was class at around 8:45 or so in the evening. But that day Baba told, oh, today Baba will get the class at 7:00. So there were number of, you see, things which indicate that Baba was having the idea that I am going to leave the body and this is my last meeting with all the children, you see. And that is why after the class, then when Baba went near the door, then Baba told, okay, okay, Baba is getting leave. Yad Pyar, after this Yad Pyar, okay, Baba is going, Baba is just, you see, chutti leta hai. Baba is taking leave from all of you. These were the words which Baba has never uttered before. But before leaving that class and that corridor, Baba went to his room, and then Dadi's hand in hand, Baba left the body. So if we also, our Pursharat is that what Baba wants, we must be able to leave the body as per our wish, not as per the external situations. So that will take us to the Karmatit stage. And in India it is said, Hindu, Antmate Sogati. Means whatever the thoughts are there, almost in the end, when the soul is leaving the body, accordingly our new birth will be there, because soul will be carrying the impressions and sanskar of this birth. So this should be our Pursharat. So these are some of the Pursharat which I have seen, about some 6-7, that what I observed on that 18th January in the evening, and when Baba left that scene and history hall and went to his room, Baba left the body. But the wonderful thing was that though Baba left the body on the evening of that 18th January, and Baba's body was lying the 18th night throughout, 19th morning, 19th night, 20th the whole day, 20th night, and on 21st the last rites were performed. 21st that to afternoon. So for around some 65 hours or so, Baba's body was lying. But the beauty was that though no injection was given, no chemical lotion was applied to the body, nothing, but Baba's body was lying as usual. It was shining, no blackishness, no decomposition, no bad smell, and the body was also quite flexible, you see. Usually when the soul leaves the body, after a few hours, body gets stiff. But Baba has conquered these five elements of nature up to the extent that the body was quite, because on 21st afternoon when we got the body, you see, bathed, in Indian system, custom, this is the practice that before this funeral, before the body is, you see, the fire, it is put on fire, this body is given a last bath. And that at that time we observed that up to a very good extent body was flexible. So this is the conquering of elements of nature, five elements. And that also what Baba wants, that as we all are doing the Purusharth, to pertaining to the soul, that we are doing meditation practices, doing service, listening the spiritual knowledge, doing meditation, all these things. Similarly, we must have some time just to have the communication with these five elements of nature. And if our communication is there, then naturally these five elements, though we will be having different bodies in different births, but basically all in all the birth it is the five elements. That is the raw material from which this body is made. So, our communication with these five elements, and that Baba also used to have that communication. And it was quite clear that at the end, these five elements, they have completely supported this, the Baba. So, what is required actually to have this Purusharth, that this nature, internal as well as this external nature, five elements of nature, with these one, we all must have the proper communication, and not only communication, we should try to adjust our nature as per the external nature, making a friendship with this five elements of nature. What do I mean by this one? Five elements of nature, external nature, that whatever the qualities are there in these five elements. For example, what is the quality of water? The biggest nature. Yes? Cooling effect, or the flexibility, the, you see, adjustment. You take the water in glass, it will adjust there. You take even in a spoon, you take in bigger utensil, everywhere water will adjust, so much flexible. So our nature should also be like that, that we should be able to adjust with each and every soul with whom we come in contact. And we should not say that, oh, it is easy to adjust with this particular soul, but very difficult with this one. No. So what is required is the adjustment of this one. Similarly, water is having another quality, that it always moves ahead. Whatever the big boulder or some obstruction is there, but water will not wait for that one. It will find its own way and move forward. Similarly, Baba wants us to always move ahead and ahead. Whatever the problems, obstructions, they come in our way, we should not stop. Our Purusharth must continue. Similarly, if the water is flowing, it remains clean. And if the water gets stuck somewhere, the mosquitoes and flies and all bad smell, etc., they start coming. Similarly, if suppose these some sort of negativities, these thoughts come to our mind, and the jealousy, hatred or anger, like these, so we must feel these are just like the mosquitoes and flies, etc. And my movement ahead is somewhere affected. And then I must have introspection and try to clean that obstruction, whatever has come in my way. Similarly for all the other elements, for example, so if I am able to adjust my nature as per this water, then what will happen? That if there is some paper from the water side, you see, some tsunami is there or some flood is there or some cloud bursting is there, because these are some of the natural calamities, then I will not be affected by that because I have made water my friend, my nature as per the nature of water. So water will help me. And Baba has said that if such situation comes, I am bound to help you and your movement, your steps will automatically will be towards where there is safety. And there are a number of times I have seen in India also and in various parts of the world, letters come that if some natural calamity or something is there, how Baba's children, they are guided, they are safeguarded. So this is similarly if the earth is there, suppose somewhere earthquake comes. So usually it is not possible to forecast the earthquake. So whenever it comes, within few seconds, few minutes, the whole destruction takes place, depending upon the intensity of the earthquake, of the focus of the earth, and you see the depth. So if Baba has said that if the earthquake comes, so beforehand, if I have made my nature like that, that my nature is similar the nature of the Mother Earth, then Earth is going to safeguard me. Earth is not going to become a source of my unhappiness or destruction or death or any serious problem. So what is the nature of Mother Earth? Yes, very simple. Earth. What is the main quality of the Earth? Earth is always a giver, you see. You put a single seed, the tree will come out and hundreds and thousands of seeds will come out. Earth always gives the water, mineral, petrol, fruits, vegetable and all wheat, etc., rice, everything that comes from Mother Earth. Similarly, if I make my nature as per that of Mother Earth, always a giver. Giver doesn't mean any physical things, because that has got its own limitation. But, you see, good wishes, the love, sympathy, understanding, and whatever these subtle qualities are required, if I just go on and passing through this one, then I also become like the Mother Earth. My nature becomes just a giver, nature of giving one. And then the Mother Earth is going to help me in the hour of crisis. Similarly, every element like that, the air is there. What is the main quality of the air? You see? Yes? It is light. The earth pulls everything down, air, this wind, it takes everything up, light. So in any situation, if I also remain light, whatever the paper comes from any side, you see, from external side, from inner side, or if the situation is not as per our requirement, as per our expectation, then I must not become heavy. In even adverse situation, I must remain light. And if I am light, I always will be moving ahead and ahead, always go up and up, just like air. So the net result will be that if some cyclone is there, you see, in most of the Western countries, these tornadoes, cyclones, and these type of calamities we are hearing about, whether it is Leila or number of other names are given to various cyclones. So, they will not affect us. I am reminded of one of the situation, the earthquake, when in San Francisco a few years back, the earthquake has come. So, lot of destruction has taken place all side, but in San Francisco, that one professor's retreat house was there, and there was no destruction there. Even the glasses of the window panes, they were not broken. So after a few days, the media fellows all went to him and asked, of what material you have made these buildings? That everywhere is this all around destruction, not a single building has survived. Now here, your building, your house is quite unaffected. Then the reply of the professor was there that, oh, you see, I always communicate with the Mother Earth. Oh, my mother, I am your son, you are Mother Earth. And you see, mother can never destroy her children's. Mother can never see her children's suffering. And like that, I always have communication and positive feeling, positive thoughts towards the Mother Earth, and that is the one of the reason I feel that this is the reason. So the thing is that these five elements of nature, you see, we must have communication with them. And communication in our thought, just like as we are having auto-suggestion towards ourselves, that I am soul, I am power, point of light, and these suggestion, auto-suggestions are there similarly with the nature also. If we are having this type of communication, then we make the nature our friend, and that friendship is going to help us in the hour of crisis and towards the end. And I have seen that Babas, and the living example is that this mother, this nature, five elements, they will help us. Not even the, you see, time to when the end is there, but even time to time, though it may look funny to you, but we people here have number of this, the some of the wings and our, you see, institutions members, we have taken out number of environmental awareness campaign and disaster management campaigns where we discuss in great length about these five elements of nature and how to communicate with it. And in that one we have seen that number of times whenever suppose our function is there, rain is going to come, then number of times we have seen that we do the experiments on these nature, and in most of the cases, I tell you, in our cases, almost in 100% of the cases, that Mother Earth helps. You may tell it as a coincidence, you may tell it something else, your well-wishing, but we feel that our communication with these nature five elements, they are definitely going to be responded by the corresponding nature, whatever the nature is there at that time in, concerned at that time. And this thing is there, you also tried, my humble request is that time to time you also try with this one and see the result yourself. And once we start seeing the result, our confidence in ourselves and in our experiment also get strengthened and strengthened. Though there are so many things, but I think it is the time of the meditation, and this is one of the things which Baba has said and which is going to help us, because that in India it is Ant Mate So Gati, and it is quite possible in the end our this paper of this body or external nature, five elements. And nowadays we see in the Western countries also number of these natural calamities, they are time to time, it is affecting. So this is the time to have the experiment on these five elements of nature. Okay, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.